Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. The corn market is where, along with wheat, is where the focus is. And of course, our opinion for quite some time through the winter was that we would see corn prices, beans too, evolve lower into May, June. And of course, we're thinking it's probably June. The 364 and three quarters low for the December contract of this year seems like just, well, there is support there. It's and I think the market's coming back down to take a good look at it, mainly because from 318 and a half to the 440 high that we have had since the fall low of last year, Dease corn, a 6.18% retracement would be 364 and a quarter. So the market might get down there, find support, give us a bounce, make you think there's a low, and then it comes on through it and takes it out. We have to keep in mind that the crop is not totally planted yet, very close, but not totally. And on top of it, the weather, really, not all that bad, and crop condition ratings will probably be even stronger next week and possibly the week thereafter if we start to get some sunshine and warmth. That's going to really set the stage for the rest of these states. We'll take a look at that, and prices will still push a little deeper, knowing there's a lot of old crop corn out there to move. And so the combination of all of this will be the best expectations with the most crop availability and thought process of yields coming for new crop. It'll weigh on the market. That said, that's also about the time we have to start thinking or looking for a change. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.